Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh God, we come before you right now, Lord God. We bow before your throne, Lord God, as we humble ourselves before you today, Father God, for we know, Lord God, that we are nothing without you, Lord God, and we just want to give you, God, our respects, Lord God. We want to give you, Lord God, the honor and the praise on today, Lord God. Everything that is due to you, Lord God, for you are God, for you are our King, for you are God Almighty, Father God, for you are our everything, Lord God. And Lord, because we are yours and you are ours, Lord God, we want to give you all of us, Lord God, and not holding anything back, God. We dare not allow anything to keep us, God, from praising you and worshiping you, Lord God, no matter what we go through or experience, God, or what our current may look like, Lord God. We shall continue, God, to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor and worship you, Father God, for we know who you are, Lord God. You have already shown us, God, the evidence, Lord God, is proof within our lives, Lord God, that you hold our power in your hand, Father God, that you are in control, that you are supreme, that you are ruler, Lord. So tonight, Father God, we lift you up, God. We lift you up, we lift you up, we lift you up, God, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and honor, Father God. And Lord God, we confess that you are I am. You are I am that I am, Lord God. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Father God. And today, Lord God, we follow you, Lord God. And as we follow you and you show us the way, Lord God, we're going to continue, Father God, to speak life as you have given us life over every area of our entire lives, Father God, because you have given us the power to do so, Father God. You said, Lord God, it's power in the words that we speak, Father God. And with that power of the tongue, Lord God, we choose, Lord God, to speak those things that are truth on today, God, which is your word, Father God, and your word, it gives us life, and we want to say thank you today, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for helping us to be more than conquerors. We thank you on today, Father God, for helping us, Lord God, to overcome some things, for being victorious, Lord God, for giving us the strength that we need, Lord God, to press and endure, Lord God. Oh, God, we just bless you on today. We bless you, 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 God. Oh, God, I just want to tell you thank you, Lord God, for any and everything that you're doing for us, God, in everything that you are for us, Father God, for we know, Lord God, there is nothing that nobody else can do for us what you do, or do us like you can, Father God, who is willing, Lord God, to even to go that extra mile for us, Father God, because your word says you can do exceeding above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, God, that your arms are not short, or neither are they slack, Lord God, that you can do all things, Lord God, there is nothing impossible for you, Lord God. So on today, Father God, we just give you blessings and praise, God. Today, Father God, we give you glory and honor. Today, Father God, we just lift you up, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, there is nothing, nobody greater than you, Lord God. Lord God, we're not going to allow anything to be exalted higher than you, God, if by chance we have knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God, we place it before you at your feet. We pull it down on today, Father God, because we know that our problems are less than nothing, Lord God. They're just a drop in the bucket to you, Father God. They don't even exist, Lord God. So on today, Father God, we don't look at our problems, God, as being greater than you. But we look at you, God, being greater than our problems, Lord God. Oh, God, the worries and the cares of this life, Lord God, that try to come and consume us, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for what you put on the inside of us, Lord God, that we would not continue to allow these things to put us in a place of fear, that we won't submit to those things, God, but we submit to you, Father God. We don't bow to those things, God. We bow to you, Father God, because you are in control and you hold our power in your hand, God. Oh, God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that you continue to lift your people up, Lord God. They will continue, Lord God, to walk in the power and authority that you have given, Lord God. They will continue, Father God, to use the words that they speak, Father God, to speak to some things and command them to move, Father God, because we can do that, Father God. You said we can speak to some things and they got to move, Father God. Oh, God, on today, Father God, as your people, as they come to you in prayer, Father God, let them come to you, God, knowing and believing and trusting you, God. And you said, Lord God, we ask anything in your son Jesus' name and it will be done, Lord God. So on today, Father God, Lord God, continue to change the way that we pray, change the way that we speak, change the way that we think on today, Father God, that what we think on today, Father God, would not trickle down to our hearts, Lord God, and even alter to anything that we know and believe, Lord God. God, today we choose, Lord God, to walk by faith and not by sight. God, we choose, God, to believe in those things that we have not seen. And God, we choose, God, to simply just hold on to our faith, Father God. Because we know, Lord God, that you are God that can change things. You can rearrange things, God, and you can do it suddenly, Lord God. And you always have a ram in the bush for us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on today, God. We thank you on today, Father God, because we know all things are working together for our good. We thank you on today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, not only are all things working together for our good, God, but you're working some things out of us, Lord God, so that we can be good, God. And we want to tell you thank you for your goodness, God. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you, Father God, for even helping us, God, to be steadfast and immovable and unshakable, Lord God, because you are our anchor, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, if nothing else, God, that you are with us, God. And we thank you for being with us, God, through every trial and every test, Lord God. Thank you for being with us, God, through every challenge, Lord God. Thank you for being with us, Lord God, through even every mountain, Lord God, that we have to climb, Lord God, every low place that we have to be in, Lord God. Oh God, we just want to say thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for not even giving up on us, Lord God, and helping us not to give up on you, Father God, because we know, Lord God, you're doing what you do best, God, working behind the scenes on your behalf, on our behalf, Father God. You're doing your best work, Lord God, in the dark, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, the enemy comes, Lord God, to try to join us as sisters as we. He try to come and convince us, Lord God, to curse you, Lord God, and to doubt you on today, Father God. But Lord God, we cast out any doubt. We cast out any unbelief, God. And in everything, Lord God, that the enemy tried to speak to us, God, we denounce it and we reject it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know that your word is true, God. If you said it, it is so, God. You are a man of your word and you are a promise keeper, and your word does not return void, God. So God, if you say you're going to do it, God, Lord, we trust you, Lord God. If you said it's going to happen, God, Lord, we trust you, Lord God. If you say you already done it, Lord God, then we in agreement with it, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you on today, Father God. We thank you on today, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, God, nobody else does for us what you do, God. Nobody else, God, does us like you do, God. Nobody else, God, loves us more than you do, God. And we thank you on today, God, for that unconditional love that you have for us, God. That perfect love that you have for us, God, is perfecting the love in us, Lord God. That we, Lord God, may be perfectly entire and lacking nothing, Father God. Bringing us to that place of completeness that we need to be, God. That we won't be, Father God, missing anything, God. Oh, God, today, continue to develop us, God. Today, continue, Lord God, to mature us and nourish us, God. Today, God, continue to make us complete and whole in you, Lord God. You know, in and everything that we need on today, Father God. So, Lord God, as we come to you today, Father God, and we open up our hearts to you, Lord God. Lord, you don't have to tear down any walls, Lord God. We break them down ourselves, God, because we don't want nothing keeping us from you, God, because we know nothing separates your love from us, God. And we are not willing to allow anything, God, to come between us and you, God, because we know, Lord God, without you, we are nothing, God. We would have never made it this far without you, Lord God. We wouldn't be able to do things that we do if it had not been for you, God. Nothing, Lord God, that we are able to do, accomplish, obtain, Father God, or acquire is on our own doing, Lord God. It's all because of you, and we want to tell you thank you on today, Father God, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you on today, Father God, for the resources that you give us, God. Thank you on today, Father God, for what you put on inside of us and what you are developing us in, God, in this time, in this moment, in this season, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, because you're gradually, Lord God, putting us closer to you, God. You're gradually, Lord God, taking us higher. You're taking us, God, to that place that you want us to be in you, God. And in this time and in this season, Lord God, so Lord God, we will continue to trust you and stand on your word, Father God. No matter, Lord God, what comes our way, we are for sure and for certain that our life is in your hand, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for our lives being in your hand and for our stories already being written, Lord God. You are the author, God. You are the one that has the pen, God. You are the one that's orchestrating every detail of our lives, God. So that means, God, you know all things. You see all and you know all things, God. And you are not unaware, God. And neither are you oblivious to any of it, Lord God. So on today, Father God, may we all continue to lean on you, Lord God. may we continue, Lord God, to trust you, Lord God, and hold on to your unchanging hand, because you don't change, but you change the things in us and in our lives, God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. God, on today, continue to see about your people, Lord God. Continue on today, Father God, to touch each and every individual, Lord God, that we place before you, Lord God, and call out by name, God. And those, Lord God, that's on the prayer wall, God, and those that's on the altar box, Lord God. Even those, God, we may have any conversation with on today, Father God, we lift them up to you, Father God, because you know everything that they need, Father God. Even the things that they have not shared, Lord God, you know the depths of it, the magnitude, Lord God. You know, Lord God, the secret things and the silent things, Lord God, and they don't even know how to express, God. But you know, Lord God. So, God, we ask you that you will see about them on today, Lord God. God, continue, Lord God, and touch the loved ones, Lord God, who have lost loved ones, God. Those who are preparing to lay their loved ones to rest, God. Comfort their hearts. Prepare them that they to come together, Lord God, in fellowship, love, and unison, Lord God. God, touch those who are crying out for their families on today, Father God. They stand in the gap, God, asking for them to be saved. They asking for them, Lord God, to open up their hearts to you, God, and to ask you to be their Lord and Savior, Lord. Oh, God, touch them on today, Father God, because you sent Jesus, Lord God, that the captives can be free on today, Lord God. So today, Father God, let them, Father God, desire to change and be free, oh Lord. Oh God, because only you can do it, God. You are the mind regulator, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that can penetrate the hearts when the hearts are hardened on today, Father God. So we bring it before you on today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, what's best for us to do is pray and lift them up to you, God, because only you can do it, Lord God. So, God, continue to do it for your people, Lord God. Continue, Father God, to change some things, rearrange some things, God, situate some things, Lord God, and then we continue, Lord God, to stay grounded, rooted, and anchored, God. Then we continue, Lord God, to take that stance in you, God, and holding up a standard for you, God, even as we wait on you, God, because sometimes, God, even the enemy uses people try to persuade us, Lord God, that you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, or it's not possible, God. But, Lord, we know better, God, because you have already done some things in our lives, Father God. And we know, Lord God, that's the enemy's job to deceive us. That's his job to persuade us, Lord God, to lean, Father God, the other way, Lord God. But today, God, we yoke ourselves up to you, God. We're not going to the right or to the left, God, but we staying right there with you, God, as you continue, Lord God, to lead us on, God. As you continue, Father God, to show us the way. As we continue, Lord God, to follow you, God, because you are the only way, Lord God. And we know it only can be done with you, Lord God. So today, Father God, as we hold on to your hand, God, lead your people on, Lord God. Show them which way that you want them to go, Father God. And if you simply, God, want to just stand still, God, may they just be patient and wait on you and be stable in you, God, and stand still, God. May they be anxious for nothing, God, but patient. Be patient, Lord God. And wait in anticipation, Lord God. That expectation, Lord God, for you to do what you say you're going to do, Father God. God, continue to touch your people on today, God. May they continue, Lord God, to be flexible, God, not breakable, Lord God. That they'll be able, Lord God, to bounce right back into place, Lord God, because we know that these challenges are going to come, Lord God. Your word said we're going to be faced with trials and tribulations, Lord God. But they don't come to destroy us, but make us, Lord God, to strengthen us, God. These tests of our learning and our growth, Father God, to perfect that thing in us that concerns us, God. And we just want to tell you thank you for that, God. Because we know that you are so concerned about us, Lord God. So on today, Father God, as we come to you, as we open up, Lord God, take away everything that's not like you, Lord God. And that we can make more room for those things that are of you, God. And make a team, Lord God, to be fruitful and flourish and grow in you today, Lord. God, touch this nation today, Father God. May your people continue to come together even the more, Lord God, because we are one body, Lord God, and we need each other, Father God. We need each other, Lord God. So touch your people on today and continue, Lord God, to move all the division and the racism, Lord God, and the discrepancies on today, Father God, and the separation, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch your people on today, Father God. You know exactly what it is that they need on today, Father God. Oh God, I'm asking, Lord God, that the distractions and the things in this world, Lord God, would not cause your people, Lord God, to lose focus and sight of God, what's most important, Lord God. God, continue, Lord God, to let your word continue to go out. Continue to let the gospel be spread and be preached. The seeds be planted, God. That your people, Lord God, will be saved. They'll be healed, delivered, and made free, God. And we just want to tell you thank you for that on today, God. Continue to allow your word and your truth to make us free today, Lord God. And we just tell you we love you and we appreciate you, Lord God. And we pray and ask these things, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.